Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
A positive feedback loop of the Thought Leadership platform, because once you create it, it allows you to automatically attract the right investor. So that'll increase the amount of money that you can raise. And the more money that you can raise, the bigger deals you can do. The bigger deals you do, the more money you have to reinvest back into your Thought Leadership platform to attract even more investors.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com. Or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, Best of You listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndications. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks, and today will be part one of a two-part series about how to automatically raise more money. So how to set up an automated process, a funnel of sorts to automate your money raising process. So in part one, we're going to talk about the beginning stages of this funnel. And then in part two, we're going to talk about the actual three-step process of the actual funnel. And of course, this is going to all be surrounding a thought leadership platform, which is something that we talk about a lot at the Best Ever Brand, the importance of creating that thought leadership platform. So today we're going to talk about what a thought leadership platform is, what it will allow you to achieve, which is in part the automating the money raising process. And then we'll talk about the three pillars of a successful thought leadership platform. And then in part two, we'll talk about how to use this thought leadership platform to automate your money raising process. But it all starts with the Thought Leadership platform. So let's dive into that. But before we begin, this two-part series is based off of a presentation given by Michael Blanc of Nighthawk Equity at the Best Ever Conference. So what is a thought leadership platform? Well, you're listening to one right now. So a thought leadership platform is something that offers unique information, insights, and ideas that will position you or whoever the owner of that platform as a credible and recognized expert in a specific business niche. So that's the textbook definition that I would give of a thought leadership platform. Basically, it's some sort of online platform where you're creating free content in order to add value to whoever your target audience is and then have them enter your funnel in a sense. And ultimately, ideally for syndications, become an investor. So that's, again, the entry point into the funnel with the exit point being investing in one of your deals. So the thought leadership platform can take many different forms. There's lots of examples of different types of thought leadership platforms. The most common probably being a podcast or a YouTube channel that's interview-based or some sort of daily, weekly, monthly solo podcast, like a syndication school, for example. You also see a lot of people creating blogs where they type up a blog, post it to their own personal site, and then leverage other platforms like social media, BiggerPockets, LinkedIn to get people to read that blog. Those are probably the most popular, the blog, the podcast, and the YouTube channel. But there's, again, other forms of thought leadership platforms because it's really anything that's providing content, either for free, I guess also paid too, that adds value to the target audience. And then the person who's creating it is perceived as an incredible expert in that field. So writing a book, self-publishing on Amazon, or having it get published through a publisher. And also there's in-person things you can do, like an in-person meetup group in your local market or an annual conference that is once a year that people from across the country, across the world come to. You could also start an exclusive investor club. So that's what Michael Blanc does. They have an investor club that you sign up for, and that's how you get access to all of the free content that they have. And then most people have a newsletter too, right? So the first step in the automation process is to get the people to sign up for your newsletter. So the Thought Leadership platform is really pushing people to that newsletter.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever, and remember to mention the Best Ever podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
So that's what a thought leadership platform is. What will a thought leadership platform help you achieve? Why should you have one? And how does it help you scale your syndication business? And the first and the main point that we're going to talk about in this two-part series is it helps you automate the money-raising process. So without having some sort of thought leadership platform that is attracting people to you, you need to do a lot of manual work, reaching out to people in your family, friends, other people in your circle of influence, one person at a time, right? Whether it's on the phone, through email, in person, right? But it's all one person at a time. So you spend an hour with one person and you're only with that one person and all of the effort put forth is towards that one person. And then there's only a certain number of hours in a day, a week, a month. So you can only talk to so many people. And sure, you can rely on things like referrals from the people you've talked to, but you still need to talk to those referrals too. So without a thought leadership platform, it takes a lot of time to raise capital and it's not very scalable. Whereas a thought leadership platform helps you scale your money raising efforts because you're creating content for an hour. Instead of having that 1 hour conversation with one individual, you're creating content for say 1 hour. You post that podcast and then hundreds, thousands of people can listen to that and get that information. So you're able to build new relationships with people who have never heard of you before and that listen to your podcast. You can strengthen and grow existing relationships that you have because maybe they talk to you one-on-one for a little bit, but then they get to listen to hundreds of hours of you talk on your podcast or read a bunch of blogs that you've written or read your book. It'll help you stay top of mind to your target audience, in this case, passive investors, but also other real estate entrepreneurs because you're constantly pushing out free content that's valuable to them so they keep coming back. And essentially, it's going to help you automatically network with people all across the globe, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, automatically. It's not something that's manual. Sure, you have to put the manual work up front to create the content, but once it's created, people can listen to it, get to know you without having to actually talk to you on the phone first. So that's the main thing that having a thought leadership platform will help you achieve. A secondary quality of a thought leadership platform is that it'll help you target the right investor. So I'll talk about that here in the next part of this show, but you can be hyper-focused with your thought leadership platform to make sure that the right person, the person that you want to invest in your deals, that can invest in your deals, is the one who's reaching out to you, contacting you, entering your funnel. So also a positive feedback loop of the thought leadership platform, because once you create it, it allows you to automatically attract the right investor. So that'll increase the amount of money that you can raise. And then the more money that you can raise, the bigger deals you can do. The bigger deals you do, the more money you have to reinvest back into your thought leadership platform to attract even more investors. So that's why the thought leadership platform is the key to automatically scaling your syndication business and serving your passive investors. So that's what it can help you achieve, automatically raising money from the right investors. What makes a good thought leadership platform? That's the outcome, but how do I make the thought leadership platform so that I'm attracting the right investor, so that I'm automatically raising money and networking while I sleep? And so Michael has three pillars to a successful thought leadership platform. They are attract, develop, and scale. And these are all what you need to think about when you are creating the thought leadership platform, because this is what you ultimately want the thought leadership platform to do for you. So the first pillar is attract, and that's attracting the right investor. And so to make sure that you're attracting the right investor, you need to know who your ideal investor is. And so be very specific about what their demographic is. So what's the age range you're targeting? What do they do for a living? What's their occupation? Where do they live? What's their income level? What are their interests? And once you define that and you know who you're trying to attract, the second part is creating a thought leadership platform that allows you to capture their contact information. And so you need to know who they are and how to reach them in order to convert them into being a passive investor in your deal ultimately. And the best way to capture their contact information is to offer them something. This is your lead magnet in return for their email address. And so the thought leadership platform is what gets them to you, and then your lead magnet is what gets them to give you their contact information. And so as I mentioned earlier, for Michael Blanc, his lead magnet is his investor club. And so if someone provides their contact information, they receive membership into this exclusive club of passive investors. But they find his club through his thought leadership platform, and they're willing to sign up because he's perceived as a credible expert because of his thought leadership platform. So the thought leadership platform, as well as a lead magnet, together are used to attract that right investor and get them to provide you with their contact information. So the point is that people aren't just going to proactively, randomly find you and then give you their email address. They're going to find you through your thought leadership platform, but then they're still not just going to give you their contact information. They still need an incentive, and that's the purpose of that lead magnet. So overall, you need to find who the ideal investor is and then create a thought leadership platform and a lead magnet that would be attractive to that ideal target audience.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group of 8 to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at BEC2022.com. That's BEC2022.com.
Now, once they've given you the contact information, the next step is 2, which is developing the relationship. So they're most likely not going to find you through your thought leadership platform, provide you their contact information, and then invest in your next deal. It's possible, but most likely you're going to need to earn their trust first. So this is going to be accomplished by continuously serving them with valuable free information that educates them on what your syndication strategy is. And so again, this is in a sense, basically your thought leadership platform will help you accomplish this. Depending on how it's set up, right? So this could be a podcast that's focused specifically on passive investing. This could be FAQ documents on your investment strategy, providing them the company presentation, adding them to a newsletter where they get consistent updates on not necessarily your deals, right? Because they're not invested in the deals yet, but updates on the state of the market, what's going on in multifamily, right? Anything that would help educate them on becoming a better passive investor. You can create a YouTube series that focuses on how to become a better passive investor. It can be a category on your blog about passive investing. It could be an email drip campaign that you send them on passive investing. Something that not only educates them, but since you're educating them for free and you're showing them all this great information, they're going to perceive you as being an expert and someone that they can trust and someone that they want to invest with. So when you're developing this relationship, you need to think about leading them on their investing journey with content to take them from someone who has very little knowledge or maybe even no knowledge about what your investment strategy is about apartment syndications to having the confidence to invest in their first deal with you. And that's done through developing that relationship with your free content. And then the third pillar of the thought leadership platform is that it needs to help you scale your business. So after it's helped you attract the right investor, after the free content you provided has developed that relationship, that investor will trust you enough, have enough confidence in their understanding of your investment model to invest. Then this isn't the end of the strategy, right? Because as you convert more and more leads into actual investors, your company will begin to generate more and more money, right? Because more people that invest allows you to do more deals. And so if you want to benefit the most from this thought leadership platform and to create that positive feedback loop, as I kind of already mentioned earlier, you want to reinvest a portion of your revenue back into your brand. So there's a lot of different ways that this could look, a lot of different ways you can invest into your brand. This could be hiring additional team members to help you manage the brand and help you grow the thought leadership platform. You can invest that money to create additional platforms, whether it be like an in-person conference, a meetup group, a book. You can improve the quality of your current thought leadership platforms by hiring a podcast editor, a video editor, a graphic designer to create visuals for your videos or thumbnails or pictures for your blogs. You could invest in higher quality equipment, so a nicer microphone, a better camera, a green screen. You can invest in paid advertising on social media. You can revamp your website. The list is really endless of how you can reinvest capital back into your thought leadership platform. But the point is that if you want to scale the most out of this, you need to continuously improve that thought leadership platform, because the better the thought leadership platform is and gets, the more investors you're going to attract and develop that relationship with and have them invest into your deals. So overall, a thought leadership platform is a really solid way to efficiently scale your syndication business. You create the thought leadership platform with the purpose of automatically raising more money. And the three pillars of the thought leadership platform is that it must attract the right investor, which means that it must be targeted towards a defined demographic. And it needs to include a lead magnet that gets them to give you their email address. Pillar number two is developing that relationship. So the thought leadership platform provides continuous free content that educates the person who's provided you their contact information, which helps you earn their trust and you're in a sense leading them on their journey towards investing with you. And then the third pillar is to reinvest a portion of your money back into your thought leadership platform so that you create that positive feedback loop. So you attract even more investors, develop even more relationships, make more money to reinvest it back in it, and ultimately scale your syndication business. So that's part one. In part two, we're going to dive into a little more detail of what exactly the step-by-step process looks like, from creating that lead magnet and someone giving you their contact information to developing that relationship to getting them to ultimately invest in your deals. And we're going to talk about this specifically for the 506B exception, which requires you to have a pre-existing and substantive relationship with the investor. So it's not a 506C where you can just advertise and anyone who's an accredited investor can invest. This is a three-step process to automatically develop these relationships so that you are meeting the 506B requirements. So that'll be in part two. So thank you for listening to part one. Make sure you check out our other Syndication School episodes, as well as a lot of the free documents we've given away at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.